You are listening to
Friends Next Door.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Friends Next Door. It's Kwan.
It's Dan.
It's Mia.
We almost got rained out. We almost rain checked 5 minutes before we met up today.
I mean, it was raining.
It was raining. It is not funny. When I read your message, I was like, aha, because it's raining. It was a forecast of no rain today. It was in the beginning of the day.
Yeah.
And then when I walked out, it looked eerie, but I was like, YOLO,
no umbrella. Had we rain checked, maybe that was supposed to happen.
Oh!
Okay.
Dun, dun.
That's pretty good.
All right. Yes. Have you ever felt like things were supposed to happen? And I think particularly why I wanted to talk about this today was, have you ever felt like not only like things are supposed to happen, but they're not going like the way that you want them to go? And then you hear this term a lot, right? Trust the process.
I only heard it in basketball.
Me too.
But,
really?
Yeah, but now like pertaining to basketball.
Oh, I like NBA, that POV. Yeah.
But now like I've broadened that understanding.
What's the basketball specific?
Mia.
Mia.
I know. Do you know what
it's
from?
Are we talking about Philly Sixers?
Yeah. It's a specific catchphrase that the Philadelphia 76ers adopted. Like trust the process. Yep. It's weird to say, but that's actually where I first heard it from. Like, I don't know, let's say 5 years ago, this random team was like, trust the process, as in put in the, so what my understanding was like, you put in the hard work, you do what you got to do regardless of the result, but one day you will get the result
you'll hit gold.
Yeah. I mean, you still, their whole point is they still want to hit, they want to win. They want to be
a championship.
Yes. So it's not like
that's like that's the end goal of this basketball team, right? But then there's, of course, there's a process to get there that you have to go through, and then it might take years.
It might take years. It might never happen.
Exactly. So, but then like trust the process is just like, all right, we're like getting there. We're getting there.
It actually resonated with me because I was like, oh, this is, it's almost like blind faith.
Yes.
And it could be likened to, so they weren't so much like trust the process, like trust in God.
Right.
That's not, I feel like when athletes and some people say that, it's a cop out. It's basically telling themselves, it's going to be okay. Keep doing what you're doing.
Totally.
But is it really a cop out? Because I mean, one, they're, as long as they're really putting in the work.
Yes.
Yeah, what do you mean by cop out?
You know, there are so many NBA teams, only one NBA team can win, right? So like for everyone else, they can do their best to get there.
But I'm like, are you putting in the work? That's what I'm saying.
It's like, we don't know.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm not questioning their work. So that's what they're saying is like, look, we put in the work behind the scenes. You got to trust the process. So far, let's just say for that team, it has not worked. And so no longer are they adopting this model.
I know. It is something that you can say at the end of the season and be like, all right, trust the process. This season is what it is. We'll get better next year.
I feel like you don't want to keep saying trust the process.
I know. I think you just want to do it. After like 10 years, 15 years.
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean by do it?
You want to act it. You don't want to say you're doing it. Because the funny thing is they kept saying it. They haven't won the championship. And it's been 5-7 years. And other teams have not said it once. And they've won it.
So but there are like, some teams that have this like championship drought for like 40 years.
And they're never like... So anyways, I think specifically that team was just trying to give itself a jolt.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right? Some because hope. They were getting criticism.
Yeah.
But but regardless, that was the first time I heard of that phrase. And it, like I was saying, it actually resonated because I think beyond sports, it could be related to all facets of your life, whether it's small or large, whether if it's at work, right? You're not getting that promotion or you're not getting that thing. Mm. Are you trusting the process? What is the process? What is your
end
goal?
What is the process?
You're not finding a significant other or you're, you know, things aren't going
friends aren't for you.
Yeah,
whatever it may be.
Because then you're defining what the process is and what the goal is.
Right. And then the other question is like, how long do you trust it? Because it, to me, this term like
before you don't trust it, and then what do you do?
Exactly. No, I think that's the real scary realization. It's like crap. Yeah. Then what do I do? Because to me, it's like keep doing what you like, basically keep putting your one foot in front of the other, mm-hmm. as in try, as in put in the effort to try, mm-hmm. and try your, show up, right. just like show up the best that you can. But when does that not work?
Right.
Or when do you just need to tough it out? Because yeah. I do think that like a lot of things, I'll speak personally, this I think works very, this is something that resonates with me because if I am too focused on the result, mm-hmm. that will psych myself out. That's mm-hmm. also a reason, that's also a self-reflection that what I have to, why does it psych me out? Mm-hmm. But if I'm just like, okay, just do it regardless if it goes somewhere, like regardless if we win, regardless if we lose, trust the process. What can you really do? What else can you really do?
Right.
I mean, but also at the same time, the saying trust the process is super clear. There has to be a process
right.
to be trusted.
Right.
You know, because I think you are somebody who like puts in the effort. So then you can say, all right, I've tried my best. Or I am trying my best and I'm trusting the process. Mm-hmm. So I think it also calls for like an individual reflection where right. you're like, all yes. right, am I really putting one foot in front of the other?
Right.
Or am I just saying it to
right.
like
right.
keep myself
See, that, that's why I was asking is like, how do you know that your process is even correct?
So
I was curious because I totally understand, like I have a meaning. I know what that means for me, but where does the burnt bagel come into play?
Oh, the burnt.
Yeah, because
okay,
I was like, I want to know, like, how does that, what part of the process is that?
I know, right? Okay, so you guys.
Yeah, I'm still trying to wrap my head around it, to be honest.
Like, yeah,
I have never heard of this, and I'm sure there's a new theory that comes out every single day. So sure. like, don't, this is just something that we found. But I thought that it was an interesting one. So while we were just like talking about trusting the process, mm-hmm. literally I was like, you guys, like feel social media is listening to our conversations because this randomly like popped up on my feed.
Okay.
So it's this burnt toast theory. You guys, let us know if you have actually heard of this. I had never heard of it. Had you guys?
Yeah. Nope. Never heard of it until you mentioned it.
Yeah. So yeah. burnt toast theory. Every time you burn your toast, miss an exit, miss your flight, or get stuck in traffic, you're actually being delayed for a reason. You are being redirected to a different path. What feels like an inconvenience is actually protecting you from something unseen. Mm. Even if you don't get where you want to go, you will always end up where you are meant to be.
Mm.
Trust the process.
So I think for me, they're kind of two different things. I think I'm going to call that a happy accident. Right. Okay. These signposts. Right.
Right.
So for me, if you incorporate signs as part of your process, then you trust it, then yes, when happy accidents happen, whether it's good or bad, you have a way of quantifying it. Right. So sometimes you're like, oh, my gosh, I woke up. My alarm didn't go off. I did not make that interview. That's probably bad. But then if you reflect on this accident, you can either improve from it or maybe it is making you avoid a bad job that you're going to take.
Yeah.
So that you have to incorporate those mishaps into your process in order for you to trust that.
Yeah.
As part of your process.
This actually, right? This burnt toast thing, this like okay. trusting, it made me think of another thing that I remember. It was like, I'm pretty sure it was on another podcast. Right. I think like Kerry Washington has a podcast too. And she was talking, they were talking about this concept of when you miss the bus,
yeah.
there's going to be a next one. And okay. And I think that like that feeling, particularly if you take the subway, there could that feeling of like, right. and but then you literally cannot do anything about it.
Right.
You literally can only catch the next one.
Yeah.
And so like, I think what's cool about this burnt toast theory, yeah. happy accident type of thing is that even if you don't get where you wanted to go,
mm-hmm.
you will always end up where you are meant to be.
Interesting.
And I think that one is
making
that,
another piece of toast.
Making another piece of toast. But then what you're saying, Dan, I think it's critical because oftentimes these like signals, right? Signs that you were talking about, I think they're easily missed.
Interesting. Okay.
Because people are like, oh, I did exactly what that person did. I'm doing all the steps that you should do. Right. For example, if you're like work, like let's say you're working out, right? Mm-hmm. You're not like losing the weight or looking like how you want to look. You're like, I'm going to the gym.
Right.
I'm eating like the whole foods and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But then it's like, maybe there are signs that or missed or yeah. like whatever. You
or
know?
Like or like not saying you guys, but you know, I have friends that yeah. like cannot like go on a lot of dates and cannot find like they feel like it's not working for them.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So it's like, do you trust the process? Because they keep going on new dates after new date and they're using the same method to find somebody, but it's not working.
Yeah.
But like, do you keep going? Because you're like, I trust the process. This is the process.
I think at some point, honestly, I think you got to switch it up or else it just, no, I'm serious. You got to switch up your process a little bit, but still put in the reps,
right?
Right. So like maybe you, like if you go to the gym, you still work out, but you do another exercise.
Okay.
Or else it's like, so you're going to you like, you're going to be like, this sucks.
You don't give up dating, but you use a like different method.
Yeah. Maybe you try some, or like you have to switch like your brain. Like maybe there's like some like ego thing where you're playing it safe.
It's a mental thing. Totally.
I think
right?
a lot of it is mental. Mm. And sometimes like the break, maybe you got to take a break.
Okay.
People, I think, let's talk about the dating example, taking a break. Cause then you put out bad vibes. If you're like, this sucks.
I totally agree with that.
And
I'm
like the person on the other end can.
Yeah. Like if you're not, if you're
you don't want to be there. They're like, why are you here?
I'd be like, stop going on dates for a little bit. Clear your mind. Take a trip.
Yeah.
You know, has there been a time in your life when you feel like you've missed a sign or caught a sign? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like your burnt toast theory?
I don't know. I just like the burnt toast theory to me, it doesn't really explain or like illustrate the trust the process principle.
Yeah.
Because to me, the burnt toast theory, it sounds like you had a short-term goal and you just didn't get to it. Like you missed a flight.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You failed at making your toast, whatever, right? So there's like a thing that you wanted to do right then and there. But trusting the process is more like a marathon to me.
Yeah.
Where you're like, you're working towards something like bigger.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be too big. Like the workout example is actually what I had in mind as well. Because I'm like, you work out to reach a certain goal, whether it's to lose weight, gain muscles or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you put in the effort. After a couple of months, you don't see anything. Like, do you trust that process that you're in? Or do you then reevaluate and then find some other workout that might help you to reach your goal?
So that's what resonates with me. I think for me, the burnt toast theory is just the same as like, oh, there's another bus behind you. It's just it's just a nice way of, it's a mental thing that people came up with to make himself feel better.
Yeah.
It's not advice that I would actually use.
Like,
it's
the burnt toast theory is like not tactical. Are you saying, is that what you're saying?
I'm saying like, I don't think that's the process. I think it's what Mia is saying is kinda, more.
It's like, kind of different, right? Like applying burnt toast theory to this workout thing is like, oh, you missed the bus to go to this workout.
Trust the process.
Right.
There's
like,
another
because you're not meant to be there.
Right.
Like,
I 100% agree. It's sense. There. I feel like it's there to make you feel better mentally. Like, oh, don't worry about it. Okay. You ever hear people say, everything happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that.
Right.
But like most people, when they say it, it's like because something bad happened, they're not embracing it. They're just like, oh, I don't want to feel bad about it.
Right.
I'm going to tell that to myself.
Sure. Right. I think another scenario where maybe the burnt toast theory in the moment can maybe help is like when you or somebody else is just really attached to one outcome. It's like, it can only be this way. It has to be this way. Like, I have to get this job. I have to get this gig.
Yeah.
We have to live here. Like, that's tight grip. Do you remember that story about there was like, I think it was like, it was a children's story. Yeah. And it was like this, I think it was like this goblin that had its hands in this jar of like olives.
Interesting.
And he had held on so much, but he couldn't pull his hand out. But if you just let go
of the olives in the jar or cookies or something,
whatever, you can get out.
Right.
So like that one is like, you may not be meant to have that house or that job or that thing.
Right.
And like,
So I see that as different concepts.
That's different. I think it's different.
I mean, I think that's a very important lesson and thing to, because I see why people are saying that. They're like, they're just taking the phrase trust the process and they're making it very broad.
Broad. Right? That's the the right. macro.
Missed the bus. Trust the process. Yeah. It's good. It was meant to happen. Like,
right.
You burnt your toast. You're not supposed to eat that toast.
Yeah. I think it's, like I said, it's a cop out. It's a roundabout. It's almost like, it's more important, like what you said, Quan, is if it didn't happen, I think you should be more, you should think about why it didn't happen.
Right. But then also didn't happen. Oh, this didn't happen. Maybe it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
This thing, whatever thing that didn't happen, it's in the past. But then trust the process is like forward-looking statement, right?
And where you're one still above working
towards something.
If something happened, you burn your toast, you miss your flight, da, da, da. Is the thing you're doing it for a reason? Is the reason, like you said, what resonated with me is like, are you too attached to it? Mm-hmm. Is this something that ultimately, if you try so hard to get and you obtain, it's bad for you? Mm. So that to me is also kind of that's a different process, you know, but it's like, hey, that thing is the universe telling you, like, you might not want to go too hard at this.
Yeah.
You know, it's for your own good.
Yeah.
But what Mia was saying, like the process, I think it's like, you don't know, you have a goal. You should have a goal, right? But whether or not you get there in 2 years, 5 years, as long as you keep doing it, putting in effort, one day you'll look back. And you'll be like, hey, I've become better at this, right? And then that's the process is the process, right?
Yeah.
So for back to the basketball, it's like.
Yes, let's go back to basketball.
I think it works only if you're like, one day I will be an NBA champion, let's say, right? You as a basketball player, you as a organization. Mm-hmm. But you can't be attached to when it happens. Right. You just have to trust that. The hard work you put in will one day pay off. Like, to me, that's trusting the process, right?
Right.
And along the way, you learn a lot of life lessons.
Right.
So are you saying like a goal has to have been established?
Yes.
So in order for there to be like a process to be followed?
I think so, yes. Because otherwise, like...
Like, how do you measure, right? Yeah. How do you measure if your process is getting you closer to your goal?
Or like, what's the process for?
Right, right, right.
What if the goal is literally just to be better than you were yesterday?
Sure, but then, like sometimes, okay, but then what's, so you could be like,
how do you measure better?
Better, okay, or like, why do you want to be better than yesterday? What's your goal? Are you trying to be the best person you are?
So yeah, like just to
isn't that a goal?
Because yes, but I'm trying to like look at it from the other, because that can just be like a lot of pursuit. What if you're just like, let's just see how it goes, and I'm gonna try my best anyway.
Sure, I think that's still a goal.
It is still a goal, because like, what's an example of that?
I guess okay, like maybe an example of that is like. The examples that come to my head are so structured. It's like, right, you're in school and you're just going to try the best that you can.
Well, yes, but the result is you got to get a good grade.
Right, the best right, that you I'm can to get
so
a
I'm,
good
so
grade.
So I'm trying to think of like more less structured stuff, right? Uh-huh. That's like more applicable to your daily life. So maybe it's like something like, let's go back to the working out example. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm not trying to be a professional person that works out, right?
Okay.
But I'm trying to like maintain.
That's so, you just proved my point. You still need a tart, like if I don't know what my
like
weight is.
Like an idea.
I have a goal weight.
Right.
So like if I don't hit the goal
a place
weight,
to go. Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I got to hit it tomorrow, but eventually I want to hit that weight or maintain that weight. So it's still a goal.
Mm-hmm. What if it's just like you, a feeling, you just want to be like, I want to maintain it. And I want to feel strong. And
but
I want to actually be able to
but then
like,
how do, you measure
do
it?
I think you want to feel strong. That's
you
a goal.
You want to feel strong. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, so how,
it,
how?
I would measure it as in like, so there's two ways I think to do it, right? Obviously, it's just so, like I can lift this much X pounds.
Yep.
But also it's like I can do any activity that I want to and not feel intimidated
so
by
it. When
like
you,
that.
So when eventually you will need to prove your...
Yeah.
Right? So then So eventually the next, say, pickleball thing you go to, you will perform really well. Mm. And isn't that establishing... that final goal of, okay, I've trusted the process
sort of
to get to a
goal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like an idea of where you want to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got it. Or else.
Because I think if you don't have any point to reach, what is the road then to get there? If you're just like, I don't know what that's like. I don't know. Yeah. I'm trying to think. I don't know what it's like to not have a end goal in mind. So the thing is, the end goal changes. Mm. I'm not saying it's like, like, I just want to be a great real estate agent. That's it, right?
Yeah.
Like, for me, that goal changes. But, like, I want to be a better person every day.
Yeah.
One better than yesterday. But, like, there's a reason why I want to do that. I'm not just like, I want to be a nice guy.
Yeah.
But even then, somebody might be like, hey, I want to be a really nice guy. And I want to have people say that I'm a really nice guy. So that's still, like, a goal.
Yeah, right. Still a goal. Right. Yeah.
So one, yeah.
I mean, in my workout example, when I started working out a few years ago, I was just like, I just want to be stronger than I was before. So that is not really a goal. It's kind of like a vague one. I just want to be stronger than yesterday,
right,
for example, in like applying your train of thought, right?
Yes.
So that is somewhat of a goal. So once I became a little bit stronger than yesterday, and then that goal changed. I'm like,
right,
now I want something else. And let me tell
you, you have measurables when you look in the mirror.
Yes.
You're like,
you
can quantify, I look different.
Because that's your performance metric.
Exactly.
Yes.
You might not know exactly how much you weigh, but your dress fits better.
Yes. Right?
You could do more pull-ups.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
So, and then worked, maybe like you don't have a work goal, but one day, or maybe like work is easy to have a goal, I think. Right.
Like you want to get a raise. Yeah. You want to get a promotion.
Right. Yeah. More recognition leading to a promotion. Right. And, or like this, or meeting your significant other, you know, or like these are more like long-term goals that I think the process would pertain to, because even though we've met our goals for now, Mia's still waiting. Like, right. Like she's got to trust the process, you know what I mean? But she's got like she's hit other goals, like work goals or family goals, bought a house, this and that, where other people are working towards.
Indeed. Right? Indeed.
So, but I do think let's not say it's burnt toes. Let's just say it's a wrinkle. Like today we could have said, hey, let's not do this podcast today for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And obviously it would have like a ripple effect.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I could have been like, guys, it's raining. It's not meant to be.
Yeah.
I can see how some people see, when I say that, I don't see it as a cop out at all, because it's a reminder for me to not be so attached.
Yeah.
But I can hear now from how you're explaining it. Oh, you could just explain anything away then. Right.
Yes.
Like, it's like, so then, how do
you know if that thing wasn't for you to actually overcome? So then you can look back, like, let's say we didn't want to do it, but we did it today, and that was the result. So there was an obstacle, and you could have went two ways. You could have said, let's not do it today. In which case,
you could have said that and then said, oh, I'm not too attached to doing the podcast today.
But then the other way is, oh, I'm glad we did it because I learned something.
Yeah, right. Totally. Yeah.
Just the problem. No, it's not an easy thing to answer.
Yeah. I think I might have an example of like a burnt toast and a trust the process, like story in one.
Yes.
Because so recently we came back from a very long trip. We were gone away for many, many months.
Me and Joe. Right. Taiwan.
Yes.
Okay.
And so we have a car, and so we had to put it away. And so after your car has not been started for many, many months, right?
The battery
dies. It dies, and you should expect that you have to jump it. And so, you know, we were with my brother. My brother gave us a ride. And when my brother gave us a ride to the car storage, we realized, guess what? We forgot the key to the car.
So the car, where was it?
So the car, it was at Victor's house. And so we're like, crap, because... Like
60 miles away.
No. It was all upstate. Okay. So it was like 20 minutes. Not too bad.
Okay.
But, you know, in that moment, Victor has to go to work. So we're like scrambling to figure out, crap, do we go back with him? Does he give us a ride back to get the car keys? And what do we do about this situation? So what we decided on was like, okay, we will drop Victor off at work and we'll take the car to get the keys. Which we're like, oh yeah, duh. We have a car now. So it's fine. But what ended up happening...
But you also needed that second car's battery.
So here's the thing. We had a manual one.
Okay, got it.
But we ended up needing the second car's battery.
Oh, I would have just taken the second car. That's a surefire thing.
But had we not, had we remembered the key and then we used that thing to jump it...
You would have been stranded.
We would have been stranded.
So the universe was looking out for you.
The universe was looking out. It was a happy accident, as you were saying. But, ready? It took us like... at least an hour to jump that car because It was dead cold. Uh-huh. We were like, this was like a trust the process scenario because we were like, why is it? First, we were using the manual one, the standalone
wasn't
one.
Wasn't
strong enough. But I had never used, neither of us had used one of those because we're like, so we're like, okay, like we just kind of like trust. We're just like, we'll just do it again because, you know, some lights are coming on, but why isn't it starting? And so then we abandoned that because clearly it wasn't working. So then we were trying with cars, right? Because we had another car.
And you
car
start with the vehicle that you drove over there with the live battery.
Yes, exactly, exactly. But then it wasn't, it was like, it. And then that day it happened to be cold as heck. So we're free, our fingers are freezing.
So you're like,
so we're like, oh my gosh. And so, you know, we're getting, we're making sure we like, you know, you forget how to jump a car because like you always like every.
You
every,
better watch a video because you
did.
Could like, okay.
We did. So well, like, we like, we remember, we like, you know, you kind of remember, but then we're like, okay, let's watch a video. It wasn't working. And then, you know, you leave it on for like 10 minutes. Okay, it's not working. You leave it on for like 50. You're like, crap, how long are we going to have to leave this on for? Like, what if the battery is dead?
Yeah.
So that, you know, it's like this whole, we call both our dads. So
same
finally,
advice or different advice?
Same advice. Okay. But like, honestly, it was just like, it honestly was like, trust the process because like, there's only one way to do it. Like, and so what ended up happening is we ended up waiting like at least 20 minutes, 20 to 25 almost. But like, you know, in the previous times where we've each jumped cars, it's taken, it's like almost immediate, right? Yeah, it's like 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes.
No, it's like instantaneous.
Or instant. Sometimes it's taken a long, but since the car was so cold, it was a cold day, it was a cold car, everything, we were like, cold ourselves. It took a long, it took longer than expected, right? So eventually it was fine. Everything was fine. But that's maybe like a short
example.
Man,
that definitely had both of those rolled into one. Like a happy accident leading to like trusting, like, no, it is right. This is, we're doing this.
Yeah.
Just give it a little longer.
So then is your question about how long do you trust the process? The question,
that's like part
people,
two.
I think people will ask, like, how long do you do that? Because I can imagine, right, you are like, going step by step in the manual. Like, let's use, like, it's like, I'm waiting long. I'm seeing the lights turn on. I'm seeing some signs that it's going the right way, but it's still not there.
Right.
And
when
so
do you call the tow truck?
When do you call, exactly. Right. When do you call the tow truck?
And so, side question. Yeah. Why didn't you call AAA?
I don't think we have AAA.
You don't have it?
I don't think we do.
Like, even right now, you don't have AAA?
I don't think we have AAA. But also,
it's not an ad for AAA, guys. This is not an ad.
But have you had AAA?
No, I've never had AAA,
I don't think
actually.
We had it when
I've
I was little.
I've had AAA my entire life, since 16 years old.
Mm. You're like, don't trust the process. Trust AAA.
No, because it's like, it's always like $50 a year, $60 a year, which is nothing.
I know it's nothing, but like if you don't, see, I'm just like, I don't
you don't
use
it.
Yes.
You don't,
correct.
You don't use it.
I don't
but
need that. I don't need this. I'll pay
the
one, yeah,
sure, but like on that one time. So this is how I think of it, right? It's $60 for the best insurance of your life. Because there has been time, for example, you don't have gas by the side of the road and you're out in the, you're going up to Middletown. You don't have gas. What do you do?
Yeah.
Oh, no, like literally, what do you,
you
do?
You literally walk to the next
you
one.
You walk
or
miles.
You hitchhike or, you know, yeah.
And you need a container,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, you need a container. Yeah.
AAA comes with gas.
I understand.
Right?
I would just but would not the, put myself.
AAA literally
jumps your
car. Yeah, I was
going to say, like, what's the possibility
car?
Of that happening? Like, you run out of gas
no, but,
when you're
but me,
very
like,
driving.
It's, but the small. Thing is, very small, but it's $60 a year.
So here's
and you
a,
get and you get, like, a slew
so,
of other
so
things.
So here was our plan if, like, it was a dead battery, right?
Because they
so
will
what?
Come jump your car for free.
So sure. what? So okay. what okay. would happen is we still had another car. It wasn't like we were stranded. So we're like, okay, worst case, let's look up all the auto shops around us. Worst case, we gotta get it towed.
You gotta get
or
towed.
Or we have somebody
so,
to look at it.
So ultimately, towing it does cost money.
Tons of money.
Tons
I
of
totally
money, right?
understand.
Versus the $60 a year. Not a month. If it was a month, that's a lot.
Yes.
But
yeah.
she was also not stranded in the middle of nowhere. So
yes.
there are
And we
options.
Had another car. Yes. So like, and so I see why, I see
but you know what I'm saying? They could, they will
but
just, this again,
I understand.
They don't sponsor
this
us.
This has nothing to do with.
But like day one, like, cause Yee's had we've had car issues, her battery issues. She used to park her car for 3-4 months at a time and no fail. I know that there's no battery, and I just have, and I go, hey, AAA, come jump it. And within 30 minutes, they come, poof, done.
Totally, yeah. Totally. I don't need that security in my life. I do. I'll pay for it in other parts, but I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear
you. But because you didn't have it, you've gone through the process of, and then it's like, it's like,
trust
it. And also because you are an introspective person, I feel like when things happen, it benefits you.
It does. It does.
You know, so I feel like that's part of the process.
Because are you trying to figure out where to draw the line between
keep stop
and like deciding that you're too attached to the
exactly. Yeah. So for example, so for example, in the moment, obviously, everybody gets, even if you're an even keeled person, you get slightly more frustrated in a situation 100%. Like that. It's cold. It's freezing. And so you know, like Joe and I are starting to, we're not being mean to each other, but we're like, we're just like, and it's like, hold the door open. Be careful. Don't stand there. Blah, blah, blah. And so,
it's only been 10 minutes.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So like, we weren't really mean. Yeah. We weren't mean to each other,
but
you
could
tell we're both agitated and we are both thankfully, like, I think not so attached enough that like, I think we would be like, okay, we need to call it quits here. Yeah. But I could see if you were with somebody and was just like, no, this has to work. Mm. And you're like, and what if it's only you? So, so that's where, cause sometimes, for example, like if we switch to another example, there are some actors, for example, somebody like John Krasinski, right?
Okay.
Before he got The Office, he was like, I was going to stop acting the week after if I didn't get anything.
I've heard a lot of those stories,
right?
By the way.
Yeah. And so when do you, I know it shouldn't be a way, it shouldn't be such a strong carrot that you're just sucked into this life of misery. Mm-hmm. But like, when are you so close to like, you know, to wait it out. And so maybe now that I'm thinking about it out loud right now, I'm like, maybe it's like, maybe you miss, maybe you accept that you're not going to be an
actor.
I have
a very good answer for that.
Yeah.
And actually, I will give you the answer, but I think we'll dive into it more on our episode about the movie. Materialist.
Check that one out.
I don't know the title of it yet.
It'll be in the future, but check it out.
But basically, I think you have to really examine why. Okay, for example, if I'm an actor, right? Like in the movie material, this guy's an actor.
Exactly.
And he's like, I'm going to follow my dream and I'm going to keep going. And let's say you don't have external pressures, right? Then I think like it's a test of your
will,
belief.
Your will.
Right? Because you don't, it's not like you have, it's like if you don't get that role, it's just your ego and pride that's hurt, right? So you should, then at that point, you should keep going. It's a test. Do you trust the process, right? For example, NBA players, you're still making millions of dollars. It's not like if you stop, you don't make, right? You have a contract. So do you give up? Do you stay with that team? Like like Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks. He, in my mind, he trusted being in Milwaukee and he won one.
Because
Milwaukee is not known for championship city, right? But he trusted the process. He won one. Whereas like in this Chris Evans in the movie case, at some point, if you want to raise a family and you need to be financially responsible for them, you might not be able to trust that process because you're like, that's a gamble.
You may have to reevaluate.
You may, unless your spouse is like, all good, I make enough money for the both of us, you follow your dreams.
Or they're patient enough.
Or they're patient enough, but also at some point, you're gonna run out of money if you don't bring in money, when you don't get a role, you don't get paid.
Yeah.
Right? So that was a question for me, like, do I trust the process of being a real estate agent? Because it's much like being an actor, right? Like, luckily, that question didn't have to come up because my wife was working, I had savings, but the finite time would have, like, if I went for years and years, the question of when do you stop definitely would have, we would have had to talk about it.
Yeah.
Be like, look, this isn't working. I trust the process, but it's like, if it's not working,
going
into
it, did you
bills.
Have a certain timeline in mind?
Yeah. For me, like, let's say give it, you, first of all, with real estate, you actually have to give it certain years,
time. Yeah. You do.
So, yeah, I was going to give it minimum 2 years.
Okay.
But ideally, you got to give it 3 years.
Okay, yeah.
Right? So within 3 years, if you are doing the process, like working hard, not being lazy, because you really had to trust it, right? Because you have to plant a lot of seeds in real estate.
Yeah.
So if I planted a bunch of seeds, year one, year two, and by year three, if I started to see some of them sprout, I think I could have kept going. as long as like I brought in something, then year four. But then if it's like year seven and you're not that much farther from year one, I think then it's like, or even like year five. So I'm like, okay, is this the right process?
Right.
Because I have to, because at that point, personal finances will come into play.
I think, I think a lot of people, when they make like a change in their life or they want to make a change, for example, if you move to a new city, I think a lot of people expect that things like these seeds should, you should have plants already. Like you should have like five plants, 10 plants. But so many of these things take time.
For sure.
Like if you're like, I moved to a new city and you're like, it sucks. I know no one.
Right.
I don't know where to go. Like, it's hard to get to places. I don't have anything to do. I don't have anybody to talk to. I think that's like, I think sometimes there's like, just like not a, a reality check there of like, it takes for, as this is something for me, when I moved to the Bay Area, it took me like 9 months to make real friends. Not people that you can just talk to every
100%.
Day. Not people that you like, you spend your time with every day, right? Like,
I'll say you're lucky if you found one friend in my month.
Also, it was like 1 to 3. It wasn't like,
and that's pretty good.
And I was happy about that. But I was like, that was something I was surprised because also I think, you know, when you're going from a, I just like graduated, so you knew a ton of people, every, your whole senior class, whatever, right? And then you go to like a new setting where while you may still have a bunch of people, I even had a bunch of people my age, but I was starting to realize, oh, like, just because you have people around you and just because they're your same age doesn't mean we're like friends, which was, which is also can be like sad, right?
For sure.
So like a lot of the time it does take time. So many things. It takes like a year for stuff to like, sometimes
100%.
Yeah. I so mean, like,
it also depends on the individuals. Cause I feel like you're somebody who moves fast. I move slow. So like taking the moving to a new city example, dude, took me years to get used to this new environment that I'm
so,
in.
So I'm saying like minimum. So I think it's like, it could take 2 years.
Right?
It could take 3 years.
But you were more okay with that, right? Like, remember, that's your personality.
I used to say like one day I will go back to California because I'm like, I just still didn't feel comfortable in the setting.
That was
the
like
craziness
year, what,
that is New York. Like, that was
three? How long, what year would you say? Because
like basically I definitely struggled in the first 2 years, right?
So
I
is that like 2015?
That's like 2015.
Yeah.
16, 17-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say that I accepted like being in this new environment maybe like
four
years in. Yeah, that I feel like I have like, I feel somewhat stable.
So did you have like trust the process moments during that time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really? I think so. I think so.
What
I think
was that? Yeah, what was that process
for you? One, having this like arbitrary plan B in my head actually kind of helped. Because one day if I'm really sick of this place, I can always go back. You know, like there's
like
that,
a fallback.
There's a fallback.
Yeah. That is a fallback plan. Whether or not I act on it, who knows? But also at the same time, it was just like kind of revisiting your decision to like my decision to come here, to come to New York and just kind of reevaluate or evaluate things from like, why did I want to come here? Did I accomplish that? And like, then if at least like one of those boxes are is checked, then there is some progress there.
Right.
Progress.
Right.
Yeah. So I think that that's what like, that was kept. That's what kept me here.
That's kind of like your workout journey in a way. It's like you had one goal, but it was changing. And you look back and you saw some improvement. And you're like, okay, I think I'm going the right way.
Exactly. Because I think the main point there before we close is like you introspected. You like thought about it, because I think it's so easy to freak out to be like, everything is horrible. Nothing's gone the way that I've planned. But then when you like you said, like you look back, why did you come? And like, what have you checked out? Like, you know, it's like there's something that was done here.
Do we talk about the 37% thing here or another
next,
one?
Next episode.
We're going to save it. It's a little, it's definitely applicable, but I think we'll save it for another one.
Yeah.
Y'all don't know what we're talking about. You're going to have to listen.
We didn't know about it either.
To the other one.
Yes.
Okay. But okay. I guess basically like at some point for the process, like I said, I think if it's becoming detrimental to other people and yourself, you might need to think about if your end goal, like what melding the two together, like whether or not the goal you want is right for you.
And I also think you know? You can take a break and come back.
Yes,
I think you can.
You absolutely can.
I think people
could also pivot. Yes. I think
you can pivot.
100%. Unless you're a professional basketball player, where you can't.
There are very there are very few. Yeah. There are, of course, there are like moments in time where you cannot return. Point of no return. They exist, but a lot.
Very few.
So
you can get into any right. Like if you're even if you're like,
I feel like you're talking about marriage at the point of no return.
Yeah, no. But see, marriage
like,
is one
I was saying no. If you're like, I'm gonna stop looking for a person. Yeah, you could stop and then jump back in any age.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You could be like, I'm not gonna date for an entire decade.
Yeah,
and then jump back in. Not a problem.
Exactly.
Kids, you can't do that, right?
You can be like, I can't shut it down.
You can't, or you can't be like,
you can't return the kids.
Yes, or like, yes, or like, I'm a shut it down, and when I'm 60, you know, you can't have kids again.
Hilarious.
So
there's few things, and then when you find those, mm-hmm. when you realize that, or maybe there's some personal ones where you're like, but this is important to me,
right?
So then you make those decisions.
Yeah, guys. Trust the process.
With that, we hope you like that episode, and we'll see you on the next one.
Bye.